Following is a special presentation of the Two Funny Girls podcast. We are excited to do our very first giveaway episode. Just a disclaimer, Two Funny Girls is not responsible for content that appears on other sites and podcasts. Two Funny Girls is not responsible for contest rules and prizes. Contest rules and deadlines vary. Please contact the sponsor or personality hosting the contest with questions. Unless otherwise specified, prizes will be shipped directly by the contest sponsor. Please make a note of our website, which is twofunnygirlspodcast.webs.com. That's the number 2 funnygirlspodcast.webs.com. There is a special giveaway page that has information from our sponsor so that you can connect directly to them. There is also some contest details, not all. This website will also be a way for us to update information as needed, so please check that out. Thank you. Let's have some fun, win some prizes, and good luck.
What you're about to hear is part of the podcast network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email. Enjoy the show.
Hi, thanks for listening to the Two Funny Girls podcast. I'm Libby Marie, and I'm here with my special guest host, Penny Perez, who is our slumber party guru.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, thanks. I'm so glad that you're here with us today. Yeah. Hey!
I hate that so much.
That hurts, Penny. So anyway, despite the hey, thanks for joining us. I'm excited that you're here for our first ever Two Funny Girls giveaway episode.
I'm super excited. Probably be more a little excited if I knew what a giveaway episode was.
Well, I looked at my guru, Oprah, and you know when she would have her favorite things episodes, and you know she was famous for giving away really good prizes.
Oh God, I loved it.
I know. And didn't think much
for. And you get a car.
And you get a car. So anyway, obviously I'm not Oprah, not at that level. You know, I talk a lot about how I love free stuff, obsessed with it. So I thought it would be fun to have a bunch of different companies, whoever I could get, whoever I could convince to donate something. So we have lots of prizes to give away. But what they have to do is listen to this episode. Then there's a special giveaway page on our website, twofunnygirlspodcast.webs.com. There's going to be a giveaway page. And it's going to have all the links and company information and just quick. It's going to be very efficient for the listener to go right to that page, find out the information. But, you know, there's always
the catch.
The catch is you have to, they're going to have to listen to the episode to get the details. But that's good because then it's not like just anyone can say, oh, there's a giveaway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the listeners who earned this. So
exactly.
So we have quite a few giveaways. Our first one is actually from Asian Naturals. It's for 3 complete mini systems. So let them listen to the segment with Asia. Hi, this is Libby Marie, and I'm so excited to announce our first ever Two Funny Girls giveaway. And right with me right now, I have Asia from Asian Naturals.
Hello, everybody.
So, Asia, tell us about your product line and how we can contact you for orders and your products.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, first, I want to say thank you so much for having me on the show, Libby. It's fantastic to finally get to talk with you. Asia Naturals is basically, it's my product line. I'm not a one-girl show. I do have a small team that helps me out with different things. And what we offer is, like, all natural and organic, like, body care products. Our products right now are basically body butters, body lotion, essential oil perfumes, body scrubs, and definitely soaps. We'll be expanding on our line soon, but our main thing is to be green and to use high-quality essential oils and, like, mostly, not all, but mostly certified organic ingredients, unrefined ingredients, and just keep everything as natural as possible. We're paraben-free, we're cruelty-free, and that's like our basis. We just want to be as green as natural as possible, and also still allow people to be able to smell great and to rub things that make them feel good on their bodies. Because we want people to know that just because you're being green and you're being earthy and natural doesn't mean that you have to smell like patchouli, even though personally I love patchouli, but you don't have to smell like the great outdoors or rub something on your skin that's rough and grimy, to be green and clean and earth friendly. So that's our basis.
Yeah, so for the ladies, you can be sexy, you can smell good,
exactly.
and still be very green and eco-friendly. So
Exactly.
what are some of your I would say maybe your more unique scents?
One of our unique scents is, well, it's not offered right now because it's kind of like, I guess, a seasonal kind of thing, Autumn Whisper, which is something that I sent out as a contest a couple months ago, right around the October November timeframe, I believe. That's a little unique. It's like an almondy, vanilla-ish kind of smell, and I believe there's a little patchouli in there too, if memory serves me correctly. Maybe just a hint for that little extra oomph, because patchouli definitely gives things oomph. Alone, it's a little eh, but when you add it to things, it's really cute. We have an essential oil perfume that's called Seduction, and that is still, yeah.
I'm like, yep,
Yeah.
sexy and eco-friendly seduction.
Absolutely. That's still offered on the website right now, even though that's kind of seasonal too, but people seem to like it, so I try to offer it year round. I had it come out for Valentine's Day specifically because it has like vanilla, cinnamon, and again patchouli in it, and it's like really sexy and even though it's a little sweet, and it's really a unisex fragrance, but it's sweet, sexy, and kind of like a deep sensual fragrance. So people really like that.
Speaking about the Autumn Whisper, you had sent me samples a couple months ago, and we wanted to do a giveaway or a promotion with you a few months ago, but we got held up. So I just tried the Autumn Whisper,
Yes.
and I had two samples to try, and I gave one to my mom because autumn is my mom's most favorite time of year. She gets upset
Aww.
because it's overshadowed by Christmas.
Definitely.
Yeah, she loves fall and pumpkins and everything.
That's
So,
beautiful.
right. So I gave her one, and I used one of the samples, and I thought it smelled wonderful. I wasn't sure how my mom was gonna take it though, because even though it smells awesome, my mom is one of those finicky people. But I'm like, listen, this is for fall and stuff. She's like, she definitely picked up on the almond scent. She loved it. She kept saying, "This is luxurious." This is luxurious. That's the word she used. And she's like, "I want a bottle." And I'm like, "Well." Yeah, and I mean, it wasn't like she wasn't forced to say that or anything. I mean, she just said it, and my mom's the type of person that wouldn't say something unless she meant it.
Right.
And she definitely picked up on the almond. She's like, I'm like, well, it sounds like autumn. Like, I don't think of almond when I think of fall, but it really does smell like the time of year with the spices and
Yes.
it's a really good scent. But my mom, who's very, very finicky, really liked it. So I think we're gonna be ordering some.
I'm so happy to hear
Yes.
that she enjoyed it. That's
Oh,
fantastic.
yes.
Thank you.
Yes, but it smells really good. I actually have it with me right now. So it smells really good. But it's not offered now, but it would be offered in the fall, right?
Yes, that is correct.
But in the meantime, you can try Seduction.
Yeah, definitely. We have Seduction, Heavenly. I like to call it our kind of like girly scent. This one is definitely it just reminds me kind of like of, being a girl, senior year, high school. Like it took me
Yes.
back to that kind of time frame. It's again, it's a natural essential oil perfume, and it has like rose, geranium, lavender, and jasmine essential oils in it. And it's like really floral, really extremely girly, and just fresh. Like it's kind of like one of those scents you just step out the shower, nice clean, and you just rub someone on those false points, and you walk out the door, you walk past someone, and it's like, ooh, what's that? Like it's just really feminine, ultra feminine. It's a beautiful fragrance. So that's one of our other populars.
Yes, tell us how we get in contact with you and place our orders.
The best way to look at the products like directly is to go to our Etsy shop, which is if you just typed into your URL box the www.etsy, that's ETSY.com, and then you can do /shop/AsiaNaturals, or if that's too much, you can just Google us, or and you can Google Asian Naturals Etsy, and we usually come up within the first two hits. Or you can just go straight to Facebook and go to Asian Naturals at Facebook, and we're there as well. So those are the main ways to get in contact with us, and either of those ways will get you to our Etsy shop if that's what you're interested in.
And then you said, for our listeners, you're going to do a couple giveaways for us, and we all love free stuff.
Absolutely.
We all love to smell good.
Definitely.
Hopefully, we should all be loving to try to be green, so tell us what we have to do to enter the contest for the giveaway.
Okay, so, well, the idea for the giveaways, I'm willing to do three small giveaways, and my idea of a small giveaway is I like to give systems, and what I mean by a system, like a body care system, is I like to do a scrub, because to me, like, this is the essentials of keeping your skin beautiful, especially when you're trying to be green as well, you know, doing it with all natural products. It's not a problem to you know, use your products every day. Like, for example, some people say, oh, you know, you should only maybe scrub twice a week or something to that extent. And that's not a bad thing if you have sensitive skin, but especially when you're using an all natural product, there's nothing wrong with maybe even doing it every day as long as you're not, you know, over scrubbing or being harsh to your skin. So I like to give a system. And what I mean by that is, like, I like to do a body scrub, so that you can first slough all the dead skin cells off your skin, get yourself nice and smooth. And then I like to follow it up with soap, an all natural soap. And then you can go ahead and cleanse and wash everything away. And then you follow it up when you get out the shower and you dry off, you dry off because you still want to be a little damp. And then you follow it up with a butter or a lotion. In this case, it would be a body butter. And then once you're all, you know, lotioned up and body buttered up, and nice and moisturized, and you're dressed, and then you follow it up with the fragrance, the essential oil perfume. So it's like you have your entire system, you get the experience, the entire line, and these particular giveaways will be in 2 ounce, everything will be 2 ounces, the body butters, the scrubs, the soap, everything with the exception of the essential oil perfume will be in 2 ounce jars, glass jars, very eco-friendly. Haven't decided on what the fragrances will be yet. That'll be the surprise part. But all you have to do is listen to this podcast. And then once you hear it, and you've obviously heard me just say that I'm going to give away three samples or three giveaways, you come to the Asian Naturals Facebook page. And you just drop me a line on the wall and say, hey, heard you on the podcast with Libby, you know, something to that extent so that I know that you came from the podcast. And then once you do, I'll contact you back and we can exchange information and your giveaway will be in the mail.
Yes. So make sure you do that. Again, it's Asia. And I just wanted to clarify the spelling. It's A-J-A and then it's Naturals.
That is correct. Yes.
So, yeah, so I'm excited. We're really excited that this is our first giveaway. We're hoping to have a lot more. Well, thank you again. We really appreciate this. And make sure that you go to Asian Naturals on Facebook. Mention that you heard Asia on the Two Funny Girls podcast. And you'll be entered to win one of those complete system giveaways.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Asia.
Thank you so much, Libby. I really appreciate it.
So that was a pretty good start for our giveaway episode, right?
Yeah, but can I have a favor?
Yeah.
I want to give away something. Is that cool? Can I give away something?
I don't think anyone's going to say no.
Okay. Well, I'm not personally giving it away. It's from NicoleMadeThis.com, so we'll pretend like I made this. This will be Penny made this. I'm just kidding. I don't want to take away from Nicole or anything, but... actually, I think you were the one that told me about her. It's what she wanted to give to the giveaway episode is basically a $25 value, and it's for this thing called Sexy Legs, which is a really kind of awesome name, because who doesn't want sexy legs?
Yeah, and it's Sexy Legs to Go.
Oh, Sexy Legs to Go, so, yeah. It's like a drive-through window, like a...
takeout.
Yeah, exactly, takeout. Basically, it's like shaving soap, and you get soap dish and everything, and a lotion bar, and a cute little container. It's pretty rad, actually, especially if you want nice and smooth legs, because I don't know about you, but I'm not that kind of girl. I'm not all, you know,
natural-ish.
Yeah, I guess so.
Not natural.
Yeah. I'm from California, but I'm not from California, Northern Cal County, you know. I like smooth legs. So this is really awesome giveaway. I think we have a commercial for it, maybe, possibly.
You're the commercial.
Oh, I am the first one.
And now a word from our slumber party guru, Penny.
Hey, Libby, thanks for having me on. I'm going here to talk about NicoleMadeThis.com and our sexy legs to go pack that you can win on this giveaway episode. The mission of Nicole Made This is to produce handcrafted personal care products in an artisanal manner, using the finest ingredients available and blended in small batches to ensure quality, resulting in nothing less than an affordable luxury. And because the products are natural and vegan friendly, they are a responsible indulgence. It's simple and good, clean fun. NicoleMadeThis.com.
That was really good. Do you want to tell us what the prize package is in that lovely radio voice of yours?
It's a $25 value and contains one bar of Lady Stubble Bubble shaving soap, one soap dish, and one Sweet Stuff solid lotion bar in a cute to-go container. Nicole made this just for you.
You're really good at this. I love it. So, Penny, you're judging the contest. Nicole made this was generous enough to donate the prize, and they're letting you judge it. I thought you were perfect. Yeah, if anyone knows you, you're very cute. You're very into girly girl stuff. You know
Oh
what
yeah,
I mean? I mean, don't
that's
say this,
actually a
but
huge compliment since
yeah.
I was just telling you about my boogers earlier.
Yes, we were talking about your boogers. Listeners, don't ask. It was bad enough I had to hear about it the first time.
Okay, I told you this once, I told you it twice. As long as you're not eating them, it's fine. It's natural. Everyone had boogers. Jesus probably had boogers. In fact, he probably more than likely he did. He was in the desert forever. Everyone has boogers. Everyone will have boogers. Everyone has had boogers. It's not a big deal. Anyways, what else do you have to give away, Libby?
Well, first of all, how can our listeners win? You're judging the contest. You're the perfect person to judge this contest because you're girly girl, you're
Perfect.
stylish, very. I love your style, by the way.
Oh,
Vintage
God.
pinup, that's
You're.
what I think of when I describe, when I think of you. And
Aww.
yeah,
I
and I
was
mean that
there.
with a huge compliment. So I
Hey,
thought,
no, that is a huge compliment.
yes, since
Because
when.
remember that pinup competition I did?
Yes.
Didn't make it past the preliminaries.
But in my heart, you won, okay? I'm gonna send you a medal that says you won.
The
I told Nicole about you. I said you're the perfect person to do this. So what do, can our listeners have, what do they have to do to win?
What they have to do to win is retweet us. Retweet saying that you listen to Two Funny Girls and you really want something from Nicole Made This. So I'm kind of lazy. So I'm making it a really easy competition to judge. I'm gonna pick a random listener that hashtags Two Funny Girls at your handle, or not hashtags, but does the at symbol thingy, you know. And then and that also mentions Nicole Made This, and then pretty much drawn out of a hat, but not a hat because I don't feel like
Drawing.
buying a hat to put them all in. So yeah, I'm just gonna do it nice and easy like that.
Good. And maybe listeners, if you can be creative, that may or may not sway Penny.
Yeah, may or may not.
So, but it would
Who am
make
I
maybe,
kidding? It definitely may.
and plus it would make it more fun. So, listeners, I suggest that you be creative. Remember, you must hashtag Nicole Made This or mention something about Nicole Made This. So, I have another contest that I want to talk about. This
Tell
is
me more, tell me more.
our Meat Clown approved giveaway. The Meat Clowns are performance artists, but they really sell buttons. And the buttons are really good promotional or they're fun items to have. The very first 10 listeners to go to the Meat Clown and upload their image and mention the Two Funny Girls promotion giveaway will receive a set of 5 personalized buttons. The buttons will have any picture that they submit, but you have to be the first 10. And if you, okay, to make it real easy for everyone, I have all the links on the giveaway page. So go to twofunnygirlspodcast.webs.com for your chance to win a free set of buttons.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's unique, it's fun, it's interesting. You could put your face on one.
Think everybody needs a
Yeah.
button with my face on it.
Yeah, there you go.
Gonna make just a bunch in of your face.
Of
So if
my
you ever
face.
come to California, and I'm just gonna pay people to wear them for like a year, just random people on the street.
Okay, I love that idea.
I can't stop lying. I'm not going to pay anybody. I'm just going to hope they do
Why wouldn't anyone? Why would anyone
it.
not want to wear my face on their person? Anyway, I just wanted to mention real quickly that I've personally ordered a set of buttons for the Meat Clowns. The shipping was quick, the quality was good, and all listeners, if you place an order and mention Two Funny Girls, they will give you a free gift. I can't promise what that free gift is, but free is always good. So we have another contest. Believe it or not, I have a long-suffering best friend. She's been my friend for 10 years or more. I know her name's Erin. She's
What about me? I'm just kidding.
well, I just met you.
I
You,
know.
I think you're long.
Hey.
I think you are at the long-suffering. You're like, yeah, I'm long-suffering. I've known
It's
you,
been like
put
a
up with you.
year.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Anyway, so Erin is a freelance writer. She does a lot of opinions reviews. She Opinions is a website where you can check out reviews on different products. She's a very prolific reviewer. Anyway, she needs help thinking of some new items to review. So if you go to the Two Funny Girls podcast.webs.com giveaway page, all her contact information's right there. Just give her some ideas of what some products she can review. She does mostly entertainment, so movies, TV shows, books, media.
Has she done one on the Place Beyond the Pines yet?
Not
That
sure.
was really random. But that is a really good movie. I just saw it last night. It's a really good movie.
So does that mean you're going to tweet her that idea?
Yes, I will. I will tweet her. Because seriously, I don't know. I'm not even like, I'm not like one of those Goss Boss fans like, oh, Ryan Gosling, you're the freaking man. He is the freaking man, but I'm not like swooning over him. I don't know. Just not my style. But that movie is so good, and it's not even all about him, which is really cool. Like, I like that he chose a role that like doesn't revolve around one person.
So you're going to be entering the contest.
Yes, I can win, right?
Yeah, you can win.
Cool.
So
I'm entering all the contests. I'm entering my own contest.
but you can't award your own prize. But yes, you're definitely eligible to win the contest. Thank you for that suggestion, Penny. Make sure you email her because she needs lots of ideas. And I have a link to her email address. And she's going to pick a winner to win a copy of her book, autographed. It's called The Land That Gives and Takes Away.
Oh, she has a book?
Yes.
Good for
Yes,
her.
she's a prolific writer. So, Penny, my mom's actually going to judge a contest too.
Oh, Ruru.
Well, I conned her into it.
Oh, God.
Okay, you
What'd
know
you
how.
give her in return?
Nothing. She wants to do a contest, though.
Oh, God. Is it how
She.
much? Is it about how much she hates you?
She doesn't hate me. She's just very negative and doesn't get
I'm
what I'm
just
doing.
kidding.
I'm very misunderstood, but no, she doesn't hate me. And my mom, she always acts like she doesn't know what I'm talking about when I tell her how negative she is. But just the other day, I'm like, "Here, mom, will you wear my buttons?" She's like, "I don't wear buttons."
She's like, no, you're a mistake.
Well, anyway, so my contest is I want my mother to get more involved with Two Funny Girls. So I on the Two Funny Girls podcast.webs.com giveaway page, there's a form on there where listeners can you can submit your funniest, outrageous, and craziest reasons to get my mom to listen and to support Two Funny Girls. My mom's going to judge the contest, and the winner will receive the prize from botanicalsforbeauty.com.
The winner will receive one French lace roll-on perfume and one coconut milk and peaches lip gloss. That actually is making me really hungry. That sounds really good. So the French lace is a very feminine and enticing scent. The jojoba base has been scented with the sweet and delicate scent of neroli essential oil, plus the comforting scent of vanilla absolute. Did you give me all these hard words?
Yes,
No, actually.
actually, I did give you the hard words. That's why I
You're
wanted
such
you
a
to read it.
jerk. Go on, jojoba. No, in all seriousness, the French lavender essential oil blends very well with the neroli and vanilla absolute. And since this is an old style perfume, which means it doesn't use the synthesized scents, because, you know, blah, synthesized scents. So it's old timey. It must have all three notes, top, middle, bottom. That's the way we like our notes in our scent. In this case, the lavender is acting as a middle note. The net weight is 0.33 fluid ounces. So the second one is kind of the one that I really want. It's the enticing lips lip gloss. It's the coconut milk and peaches, because that sounds really good. So the coconut milk and peaches, enticing lip gloss. It sounds like it'll taste delicious, which I like when it comes to lip glosses, if I'm gonna wear lip gloss, which is very rare, but when I do, it has to taste delicious. This particular flavor is one that received the most votes when she ran the poll. So she's very excited to have it ready for sale. All the good stuff in it, and it's stevia sweetener in it, which is a healthier version of sugar. So that's pretty cool. Also, you can check out Lib Botanicals or beauty.com, and she has this really awesome website with all of her products and moisturizers and scrubs and really pretty lady looking up into the sky like she just solved all the world's problems, holding some daffodils or daisies. It's actually a really pretty website. I kind of want a website now.
Yes, she did a great job. And the she we keep referencing is Laura Simmons.
Yeah.
And she has a Facebook page. You
What,
can
they
check.
don't already know her? Doesn't everybody know Laura Simmons?
Well, they do now, botanicalsforbeauty.com. And they also, like you mentioned, they have different products such as facial oils, scrubs, balms, toners. And it's, yes, and just a unique scent. And there's lots of information on her website about her products. So check out Laura Simmons and her botanicalsforbeauty.com website. But anyway, so remember, we're trying to get my negative mother on board with Two Funny Girls. So we need your crazy, funny, but please keep the reasons clean. My mother is very puritanical. So if you want a chance to win this $15 gift set, make sure that you keep it clean, but you can have fun with it.
That's cool.
Are you going to enter?
Probably. I need to think of something really creative.
Just want to quickly mention that Botanicals for Beauty products are all vegan and mostly all natural. Check out their skincare, bath, beauty, and fun products using the links above. Again, it's going to be on the giveaway page on twofunnygirlspodcast.webs.com. So, did you hear I have a.
Hey, can you hear me? Okay, don't be alarmed. Just keep doing what you're doing. Act natural. No one can know I'm talking to you right now. Okay. I had to hack the Two Funny Girls podcast to get this message out. I'm amassing an army. A nerd army, if you will. And I need soldiers. We at Nerd Mode are using a Two Funny Girls giveaway episode to find more of our brothers and sisters. And we think you might be just the person we are looking for. Do you LARP or dress up for Comic-Con? Do you have a stack of D&D manuals the size of an Etton? Have a cat named Schrodinger, or maybe your DVD collection is the envy of all your friends and family? I need you to send me a picture of what makes you a nerd. If you measure up, you will get an official Nerd Mode t-shirt. Email your photos to nerdmode42@gmail.com, and to be sure it's legit, I need you to hold up a piece of paper that says Nerd Mode on. No paper, no dice, won't work. Need that piece of paper. That's nerdmode42@gmail.com. Okay, that's all the time I have. I better hand the stream back over to Libby from Two Funny Girls before anyone notices. Good luck, and nerd on, my brothers and sisters.
My fan club president is Tom Jackson Jr., and he's going to discuss our next contest in this important PSA. And now an official word from the Two Funny Girls fan club president.
Hi, Tom Jackson Jr. I'm not only a listener of Two Funny Girls, I am the fan club president. And I'm sitting here today with the incredible Libby Marie. Hi, Libby.
Hi, I love how you called me incredible. If I haven't said it before, I'm going to say it now. You're definitely a visionary.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy listening to your podcast
Thank you.
because it's not like when you interview people, it's not like you're interviewing people. It's like a conversation, and it just seems so natural and relaxed. And it's just like you're sitting in on a conversation with two people, like a friend, two friends sitting at a table listening to a conversation.
Thank you. That really means a lot to me. So why don't you tell everyone how you, including nice sentiments like that, how else did you become my fan club president?
Well, I sent you a nice letter. It was about 20 pages, and I figured within those pages that I would sweeten the deal by asking you to if I could be the president, fan club president. And I included a nice healthy check of 2 cents because I'm such a big spender.
And we take what we can get at Two Funny Girls, so we greatly and deeply appreciate your 2 cents, always.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, it's come to my attention that there is a web series that you have a passion for.
Yes, it's Super Knocked Up. It's a web series that explores what would happen, or possibly happen, if a supervillain and a superhero hooked up and had a baby.
Oh, that sounds really original and really good. And it is, because I've seen it. Tell me, what is your favorite part of the show?
I like to call him my future husband or my future baby daddy, Captain Amazing. He is very easy on the eyes. I would definitely say he's a tall drink of water. So that's my favorite part of the show.
Oh, wow. That is awesome.
I'll say.
Not creepy at all, but awesome.
No, I think so.
It's a nice, healthy thing. I mean, sure. So, let's see here now. Why don't you tell me where people can find the show? Because I think if people are really interested if you're interested in Captain Amazing, they're all going to want to see what he looks like.
Well, if you go to superknockedup.com and it has all the links to their episodes, the comic book characters, what people are saying about the show, contact information, tons and tons of pictures of my baby daddy.
Well, it sounds like Captain Amazing's baby mama has some competition on her hands.
Definitely.
They have a web show as well. It's called Super Geeked Up.
Right. A way for them to talk about what goes on behind the scenes and to interact directly with the fans.
You know, as fan club president, I think that we need to do something about this show. I think we need to do maybe like a giveaway, you think?
Yes.
You think people would be interested in something like that?
Yes, because, and even more so, I think the bigger issue is getting me hooked up with Captain Amazing, because I feel like he's kind of avoiding my advances. So I need some help trying to figure out how I can get into his bedroom. Do you think you could help me with that, Tom?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think I can. So this is where you, the masses, the four people, no, I joke, I digress, the billions and millions and trillions of loyal, loyal Two Funny Girls fans, because I know you're out there. What we're going to do is a giveaway. And what I want you to do is tweet me at 2, that's the number 2, Funny Girls Prez, that's PREZ. And I want you to tweet me the funniest way, sneak Libby Marie into Captain Amazing's bedroom. Libby, what is in this giveaway for your loyal listeners?
Well, besides the satisfaction of knowing you're hooking me up with Captain Amazing, we have the issue number 1 of Super Knocked Up, the comic book. It's called One Night Stand, and it features plenty of story and action not seen in the web series. And you'll find out what happened before Captain Amazing and Darkstar, what happened before their One Night Stand.
That sounds pretty cool. And it's issue number 1. And if it's an issue number 1, and I know that many people knows any comic book that comes out with an issue 1, it's guaranteed to be worth something. Now, how can we sweeten this deal of it being worth something? Is it possible they might sign it?
Yes. Jeff Burns, who wrote the comic book and also is the writer for the series and created the series, he has agreed to autograph it. And we can ask him if he can get some of the stars to sign it.
That might even be better, too. And that'd be awesome. We'll see what we can do. Maybe he can do that. You never know. Because with Two Funny Girls, you never know what's going to be said on the show, and you never know what's going to happen.
Right. It will definitely be signed by Jeff, though. That's guaranteed. Right. And then hopefully Captain Amazing and Jessica, even though, you know, she's my competition for Captain Amazing's affections. She may have him now, but wait till the fans help me get me into his bedroom.
So, this is what you guys, the fans, the loyal listeners of Two Funny Girls are going to do. You're going to tweet me the funniest way to get Libby Marie into Captain Amazing's bedroom. It's sneaking her in there. How can we get her with her main crush, her main man? You know, come on. This She's great. Libby's great, and she deserves this. Now, all of you listening, there is a deadline for this. May 22nd. So by May 22nd, I need to have your tweets. And what I will do is I will judge them, and we will tweet you. Should it be me that tweets them, direct messages them back?
Yes.
Who's the winner?
Yes. So you can all suck up to the fan club president, because he's also the one judging the contest. And then we'll contact you once the winner has been determined. Are they allowed to enter more than once? I'm pretty desperate, so I hope that you will let them enter more than once.
Yes.
Because
you know what?
As many times.
You know what? We won't give you one tweet, not two tweets, but up to three different tweets to send in your, you know, so if you're one person and you want to tweet at me three times.
With three different reasons to get me into Captain Amazing's bedroom.
Three different reasons. You can do that. So you get three different chances to give me three different scenarios in 140 characters or less on the Twitter of how to sneak Libby Marie into Captain Amazing's bedroom. I will judge it. And the one that I find to be the best, you will get a tweet from me, a direct message, and we will let you know if you've won. And we will take it from there. Come on. It's a giveaway. It's a free comic. What better way to interact with your favorite show that you're listening to right now than to help Libby Marie? Because she needs all the help she can get in getting into this guy's bedroom.
I really do. So thank you, Tom. I think that as your first official act in office, I think that this is great.
So it was an honor being on your show.
Thank you.
As fan club president.
Thank you. And to know that you're going to be instrumental in bringing us together. I can't think of a better noble gesture, more significant project than getting me in his bedroom. So thank you.
I thank you. And we thank you, the listeners, for listening to this. This little dog and pony show that we're putting on for you. But it's what we love to do. It's for Libby. She's awesome. And she's got one of the coolest shows on the Podgods Network. And she is in herself a goddess. So if you want to hook up this goddess with her superhero, please tweet me at Funny Girls Prez. That's PREZ. That's all one word, Two Funny Girls Prez. And let me know the funniest way of getting Libby Marie into Captain Amazing's bedroom. So we're looking forward to it. And the entries start now. And that's by 9 o'clock p.m. So it's Wednesday, May 22nd, 9 p.m. You folks, get your vote, get your funny scenarios in of getting Libby Marie into Captain Amazing's bedroom. And we will see who will get that coveted issue number one signed Super Knocked Up comic book. So as fan club president, I'm saying see ya. Thanks for listening. Libby, thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. That was some message from your fan club president.
What can I say?
He must really adore you.
What can I say? So are you going to tell us about our next contest?
Yeah, I would if you would just stop bragging about your fan club president. Shut up. The next contest is from Marge's Naturals. Marge's Naturals is giving away this $50 gift set. What? You didn't want to do your little holla holla that you do every time? Or your, hey.
Am I allowed to do it? You kind
yes,
of.
Yes, you can. Okay. Let's try this. Marge is giving away this $50 gift set.
Hey!
Oh, God. Oh, God, I want to club a baby seal every time you do that. It's awful. But I love it because it's part of you. Anyways, everybody should totally listen to this message from Marge and her naturals. You'll have a chance to win her awesome prize. So Marge's Naturals consists of products created by a registered nurse who is also a makeup artist. She's super passionate about creating beautiful things to help maintain and enhance someone's beauty naturally. Quick little backstory on Marge. She grew up on an island, and so she was always surrounded by papaya, mango, and pineapple, and all that really awesome stuff. And she's a huge believer in the benefits of these fruits. So what she did is she found a way to incorporate them in like really, really good smelling soap.
Yes, she's amazingly talented. It really means a lot that she has that nursing background. She also has the experience of growing up in the Philippines. So she's experienced firsthand the benefits of tropical fruit. And her soaps are beautifully handcrafted. It's not just that they're handmade soaps, but they're crafted. She sent me some. I can't tell you how beautiful they are.
I know you showed me like the flowers and just the way they're made. They're super pretty. I want to win this one too.
Yes. You want to win them all.
Pretty much. I like free stuff as much as the next guy.
So listeners, we're ready to tell you how you can win this $50 gift set. Hi, it's time for our Marge's Naturals giveaway. With me is Marge herself.
Hi, guys. Hi, Libby. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm very excited about your products that you're giving away. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Marge's Naturals?
Well, first of all, I'm excited to be talking to you and to be introducing my products to your listeners. Marge's Naturals consists mostly of handmade products with healthy formulations, meaning they're loaded with antioxidants that are known to combat free radical damage. We're probably hearing about free radicals more so now than we did in the past. And I think it's because they are responsible for a lot of diseases that are increasing in incidence, like cancer. For those who don't have a clear idea of what free radicals are, they are highly reactive, tiny molecules that attack our body's cell and that are responsible for causing oxidative damage, which results in premature aging and health problems. Since I'm from the Philippines and we have a lot of papayas there, about 4.5 years ago, I started using papaya soap. I learned about it through a relative in the Philippines who was selling papaya soap. I'm not sure if you're aware that a lot of beauty product manufacturers in the Philippines are into making beauty made of tropical fruits. You can go figure. We do have lots of different fruits there, and they are loaded with antioxidants, so they make perfect beauty product ingredients. I tried one of the papaya soaps on my skin, and I really liked how it felt, except that it was a little too drying, and I didn't care about some of the ingredients in the product. And that is how Marge's Naturals was born. I started making my own soap. Marge's Naturals products are made of vegetable-derived ingredients like fruit and botanical extract, oils and butters like almond oil, jojoba oil, shea butter, mango butter.
Okay, so if people are interested and want to order your product, what's the best way for them to reach you?
I am on Etsy. There are a couple of places online they can buy my products from. The first one is Etsy. That's etsy.com /shop/ Marge's Naturals. That's Marge's Naturals.com. And I do have my soaps at another site. It's called efficientliving.com. My full line of products can be found on Etsy. I do have other products like lip balms, shea butter creams, antioxidant face cream, and massage bars. I do have something for guys too. I have this papaya soup for men, whose formulation is a lot different than the one for women. It's got masculine scent with cedarwood essential oil and citrus essential oil. So you ladies out there, if you want your guy looking youthful and blemish-free, buy them Marge's Naturals papaya soup for men. I am also on Facebook. So we're doing this giveaway for your listeners, and my only request is that they follow me on Facebook, and they can also find me at other
social media sites like Twitter, Pinterest, and Google Plus under March is Natural. My Facebook page is facebook.com/MarchesNaturals. In regards to the giveaway, I do have a nice surprise for your listeners. Starting today, May 4th, you guys can enter for a chance to win a set of Marches Naturals bath and body products worth $50. That's a lot of beauty product. It starts today. Tweet me and mention Too Funny Girl. I'm going to select a random winner. Either Facebook or Twitter would work for me. So they just post something, heard Marches Naturals through Too Funny Girls. And then those people that make those posts will have a chance to win the giveaway prize.
Sounds great. Thank you. We're so excited to have you part of our giveaway.
The giveaway is open to everyone within the U.S. and Canada. And I promise I won't disappoint the giveaway winner, so you guys can take advantage of this great opportunity to try Marches Naturals. I promise you won't regret it.
Okay, and we have a picture of that giveaway package on twofunnygirlspodcast.webs.com. We have a special giveaway page, and that also includes your links and some other information about you and your company. So the package looks amazing, and I'm excited to try your products. Thank you.
You're welcome. And also, by the way, I just started a blog on Blogger. It's on marchesnaturals.blogspot.com.
That was the beautiful and lovely Marge. She's a registered nurse who creates her own products for men and women using her experiences from the Philippines and her knowledge specifically with tropical fruits such as papaya. So make sure that you tweet and or post on her Facebook page for your chance to win her $50 gift set. So make sure that you enter to win because that package looks amazing. Okay, guess what? We're still giving away prizes, Penny.
Our next no way, Jose.
I know. I could be like Oprah in training.
You are Oprah in training.
Tell my mom that, okay?
Yes. You should totally submit that as your reason to get my mom on board with Two Funny Girls. Tell her your daughter, your lovely, lovely, ridiculous daughter, is the next Oprah. Or at least the next Oprah wannabe. And maybe, Penny, then you'll win that Botanicals for Beauty prize set.
Okay, our next prize is given to us by Coyotes Creations, which is a jewelry shop. She has a Facebook page, Coyotes Creations. She also has an Etsy shop, etsy.com/shop/coyotescreations. Both with Coyotes and Creations are both spelled with K.
You can win an anklet and a jewelry box. And they are really cute.
Yes.
I really want the anklet. I can't believe that she's not giving them out like separate. As in two different prizes, but
yeah, it's a big prize.
Super cute.
Yes. We have some very generous sponsors for this.
Everyone needs to not only sign up to win the stuff, but
check it
out.
You
gotta like, you know, make sure to support them and buy stuff from them. So
and stuff's actually
you
good.
Can send Libby some free swag.
Ha ha.
Or they'll send Libby some free swag and Libby will be like, oh, I'm droning in swag. And so, you know, she'll send it to me.
Coyotes Creations is run by Serena and she makes these beautiful pieces of jewelry. So you can check her out on Facebook and also Twitter at Coyotes Creations. Remember, Coyote and Creation are both spelled a K. But usually when I think of handcrafted jewelry, I'm just like, you can tell because it looks like it's made by dental floss and with like those cheap dollar store beads. Her jewelry is amazing. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, I really like it.
Now listen to Serena talk about how you can win her jewelry box and the ankle bracelet. Okay, I'm here with Serena, who's the owner of Coyotes Creations. Thank you for doing our giveaway episode.
Thank you so much, Libby, for having me.
So why don't you talk to us a little bit about your company and how we can find you?
Well, I have a store set up on Etsy under Coyotes Creations, both Coyote and Creation spelled with a K. We have a Facebook page that you can go to, Twitter, and we do have an email on Yahoo. I make jewelry, jewelry boxes, picture frames. I've had a few friends get a hold of me, and I've done wedding cake toppers for them. Basically, anything I can get my hands on crafty-wise, it seems like I can turn into something cool.
So I'm looking at your Etsy shop. Etsy is a way for artisans and crafters to present their creations and to sell them. Is that right?
It is. It gives us a storefront on the web, kind of like eBay does for the common person, except for it's not auction based, it's just a fixed price on your items.
And is it Etsy.com/shop/coyotescreations? Is that how they find you on Etsy?
That is how they find me.
Okay, so I'm looking now and you have charms, earrings, necklaces, bracelets. So there's a lot of interesting items. What would you say is your favorite or most unique item?
Well, just recently, I haven't got it listed up on the Etsy site yet. I kind of made an oops. I was trying to make a three-strand bracelet and made the beaded part too long, and they actually turned into really cool ankle bracelets that look really good with sandals or with heels.
Your jewelry is really. It's just really nice and it's good quality and it's beautiful, very unique. And a lot of times, I don't know, at least for me, I think that when I see handmade jewelry, a lot of times you can tell it's handmade, meaning it looks like the jewel, like the beads you get from the craft store and someone just strung it up on some floss or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I try and do the best I can. I had found butterfly pendants, and I was like, what can I do with these? And I found the glass pearls to match the ribbon necklaces that I had, and I was like, oh, this will look really cool. It kind of makes it look like a swallowtail butterfly.
And are you selling the butterfly necklaces?
I do have some listed up on my Etsy site right now.
Yes, I'm looking at them right now. You have it in green and white, red and white, pink and white, and black and red. So, what kind of contest are you hosting for our listeners for this episode?
What I would like to give away is a three-strand ankle bracelet and one of my medium jewelry boxes to keep it in. I've gotten great reviews on that. I have a lady that has received a medium jewelry box, and she uses it for her rosary, to store a rosary in. So, I mean, you can put quite a bit of stuff in the medium-sized jewelry boxes. And all they need to do is go over to my Facebook page and let me know that they heard about the contest on the Two Funny Girls podcast. And I will pick a random winner a week after the podcast airs. And I'd greatly appreciate it if they shared my Facebook page with their friends.
I know you had mentioned the jewelry boxes. I'm looking at them right now. It's the one with they're wooden trinket boxes with a flower embellishment.
They are. Those are the ones I have listed right there are the smaller ones. I only have a couple of the medium-sized and larger ones at this point made up because it seems like every time I get a few of them made up, somebody wants one. So,
That's a good problem to
oh, well,
have.
yeah, it's a very good problem to have.
So Etsy is, in general, it's a good place to explore new products, to find interesting and unique items for yourself, as well as for people that you want to get a gift for. But you definitely have to go to Coyote's Creations because the jewelry there is unique, it's beautiful, it's well made, and yes, it does not look like it's handcrafted by someone's kindergartner. So, how would you describe your jewelry? If you had to describe it in like two or three words, what words would you use?
I would say they're more for they're affordable, everyday wear, and just enough bling to liven up an outfit.
And I would also say eclectic because I think you have some pieces that are more trendy, some pieces that are bohemian, some pieces that are themed. For example, you have several fairy necklaces, but also the butterfly pendant, the guitar pick earrings, really a variety of things. So basically, it's something for anybody and everybody.
Yeah, it's the jewelry that I make. I don't make anything I wouldn't wear personally, and I have such a different type of style. I mean, I don't go with the trends. I mean, one day I could be in heels, one day I'm in sneakers, you know. I want to make it to where it's something that you can have it in your jewelry box and know that you're going to be able to wear it with maybe two or three outfits at least. Another thing with the earrings and stuff, I do have it set to where, I mean, I make mostly pierced earrings, but I've got the stuff to make them clip on. So if you see something on, you know, my website that you like, but it's in pierced earrings, just get a hold of me and I can turn them into clip-ons for you.
Okay, again, that was Serena from Coyotes Creations. And make sure you check out her and all the sponsors. Please support them, like their Facebook pages, posts, just show them support and appreciation because without them, we would not have been able to pull off this giveaway episode. Okay, I think it's time for some more giveaways. Our next one comes from Becky, and she's actually giving away a few prizes. She owns three different businesses, and I'll let her explain more about her business and the prizes and what you need to do to win. But first, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about her. She started making jewelry as a hobby, and after her first child was born, she decided to sell on Etsy and Facebook, and then on Zivit, which is a place for crafters to showcase their items for sale. And she loves doing that. Her daughter was born and was plagued with very sensitive skin. And because Becky became tired of different products not working out, she decided to make her own soap and bath soaks to help her. And then found her another addiction, which was soap making. So that led to her doing the Body and Soul shop on Zivit. So please listen now for your chance to win.
Hi, Two Funny Girls. This is Becky with Zbox. And Zbox is dedicated to introducing you to some fabulous artists and crafters that own shops on the innovative selling venue of Zivit. Zbox contains sample items from these shop owners, and they are available for purchase so that you can receive a sampling of these artists and crafters' talents. Sometimes they even include coupons. So we're going to participate in Two Funny Girls giveaway. And we would like to give away two mini Z-boxes, so there will be two winners. And to enter, we would like you to like our Facebook page, and then on our wall, tell us that Two Funny Girls sent you, and then also follow our blog, and that's it. You could win a mini Z-box. Each mini Z-box will contain 8 samples in them so that you can get a good idea of what the Z-boxes have in them when you purchase a full-size one on our website. Hi, Two Funny Girls. This is Becky from Body and Soul Products. Wanted to participate in the giveaway with Two Funny Girls, and we would like to give away a sample bag of 5 to 8 samples of our products so that you can try smaller items before making big purchases and see what you like. We would like you to like our Facebook page to enter this giveaway, and we'll be giving away 1 sample bag. Body and Soul's mission is to provide a quality product that will help you take care of your body and soul through natural cleansing ingredients and essential oil therapy. The products are made in small batches to ensure you get a really fresh product, and they are formulated with natural products and essential oils that smooth, polish, moisturize, calm, uplift, and rejuvenate your body and soul. Thank you. Hi, Two Funny Girls. This is Rebecca from Rebecca's Jewelry on Zivit. We have started a new section in our jewelry store called Build Your Own Necklace, and we would like to give away one of these treasure necklaces to one of your lucky listeners. And we will do this in a value up to $15, and we will custom design their treasure necklace. And all we ask is that they like our Facebook page to stay up to date with all the new things going on at Rebecca's Jewelry.
Thank you, Rebecca, for doing all those great giveaways for us. Our next set of giveaways come from my fellow podcasters on the Pod Gods Network. The Pod Gods Network is a global network of entertaining, funny, and exciting podcasts. We feature podcasts from the UK, America, and Australia. You can find out more about us on Facebook or check us out at podgodsnetwork.com. So the first giveaway from my fellow Pod God is from Eddie Rotten. He's a very good friend to Two Funny Girls. He hosts both the Dirty Rotten Show and the Zombie Life podcast. He also has a free app on Android called Zombie Life. And you can also get his album on iTunes. It's called Eddie Rotten and the Zombies. So why don't you listen to him right now tell you how you can win a Zombie Fight Club t-shirt.
Hey, what's up? This is Eddie Rotten with the Zombie Life Podcast and the Dirty Rotten Show. Thanks to you guys, I get to give away another free shirt or two. So if you can answer this question, whoever's listening, I'll give you a free shirt. And the shirt is going to be a large or extra large black ZFC shirt. And ZFC stands for Zombie Fight Club. If you go to my blog online at eddierotten.com, you can find out that the Zombie Fight Club is an actual living, breathing entity that is kind of taking the nation by storm, and there's different Zombie Fight Clubs that are popping up all over the place. And zombie really is just a metaphor for people that are awake and aware instead of just mindless media numbskulls. Anyways, so if you can tell me what is the name of my book that's being published this year, then I'll give you a free shirt. So if you post it on my Twitter at Eddie Rotten or our Facebook at the Zombie Life Podcast, or if you even just post it on Two Funny Girls Facebook or Twitter, then I'm going to pick somebody and give them a free shirt. And I'll send it to you free of charge, whatever. So check it out. Listen to it. Thank you so much, Two Funny Girls, because you guys' podcast is great. Love it. And have a good day. Peace.
Thanks, Eddie Rotten. Our next Pod God is also giving away a zombie-themed prize. Listen to Josh and Rambo, who host A Little Punch Drunk, tell you how you can win a zombie hunting pass.
Hey, Rambo here from A Little Punch Drunk, along with... I just wanted to call and let you know that we have finally gotten the information needed for the contest you're running. And if any one of your listeners would like to win our part of the giveaway, what they're going to have to do is listen to the episode that is posted on the 29th. And what they're going to have to do is go through, listen to the episode, and when I tell them to, go to the Facebook fan page, click the like button, and type out exactly what I told them to. If they can do that, they're going to win the prize. And what we're going to be giving away is a few of our Zombie Hunter passes, along with something a little special from the show as well. What do you guys think?
Sounds like a good idea to me. I'm not even sure I would necessarily be able to do that, and I was sitting right here next to you listening.
Very simple. The episode I post on the 29th, at some point in the episode, I'm going to tell you this is what you need to win the contest. This is what you need to type on the Facebook fan page. This is the A Little Punch Drunk fan page that you need to do, not on theirs.
So type the secret code word onto the A Little Punch Drunk website on Facebook to be eligible to win.
All right. Because A Little Punch Drunk, rock on.
Thanks, Josh and Rambo, for giving away those zombie hunting passes. I think that's a really clever idea. Okay, we have one more giveaway from a fellow Pod God. This is from Jason. You might know him online as Angry Ginger or Jason Ginger. I call him my big brother. He hosts 7 Days a Geek. He also has a million and one projects. He has the web series Between the Covers. He also has a comic book series coming out. And he does Podcasting 101, which is an informative series about how to podcast. So definitely check him out on iTunes, Stitcher. Check out his links that I have listed on the giveaway page. So he's giving away a 7 Days a Geek t-shirt. What do you have to do to win? I'm glad you asked. What you have to do is tweet him at S7 EVENDAYS a Geek. So that's 7 Days a Geek. And you have to tweet him a reason why gingers rock. He's going to pick a winner. And that lucky winner is going to win that 7 Days a Geek shirt. We have another podcast that's giving away a prize. This one is from Nerds and Beer Podcast, which is on the 76th Street Network. These are three best friends that get together to talk video games, movies, music, comics, and anything and everything nerdy. They feature segments on news and releases. They have a What We're Playing segment, tons of fan interaction, and the occasional call-in as well. They host two different weekly shows. On Monday, it's the Nerds and Beer Podcast, which is their radio-style show. And Thursday is their Nerds and Beer Play, which is their tabletop gaming spotlight show. Nerds and Beer is hosted by Shane, Jeremy, and Gene. So I'm going to let them tell you about the contest that they're hosting and the prize that they want to give away. So take it away, guys.
What's up, everybody? We're the Nerds and Beer Podcast. I'm Shane.
Nerds and Beer, I am Gene.
Jeremy.
And we're giving away some free stuff.
Free stuff.
Stuff. And that
stuff
just so happens to be a Nerds and Beer official sanctioned t-shirt.
Hey, do you want some free stuff?
Do you want some free stuff?
Everybody wants some free stuff. What are you freaking talking about?
Jeremy, how do you get that free stuff?
You go to facebook.com/nerdsandbeer.
Dude, shut the front door.
One of our pictures and actually make a meme out of it. And the funniest one will actually get the t-shirt.
What the French toast?
So wait, you just got to go to that freaking website and get the funny website and make a funny picture out of our pictures and
put
words in.
Golly, it's going to be hilarious.
Oh my goodness, this sounds so much fun.
Holy sure, I would love to do that.
So post that shiz to our Facebook wall, and the funniest one wins, like Jeremy said. So go to facebook.com/nerdsandbeer and post your funniest meme of any picture, our D&D pictures, our personal pictures, anything that has something NAB-related on our Facebook. Make a meme out of it. It could
even
be completely absurd, and you can win a free T-shirt.
Even anything that comes up in the next couple of days.
Don't fart around about this. Get down right now.
Yeah.
Get down to nerdsandbeer.com or facebook.com/nerdsandbeer, and you make sure you make that meme.
So enter the contest.
Prices and participation may vary.
Doesn't matter. Clinky, clinky. Hope you guys win your T-shirt.
Love facebook.com/nerdsandbeer. Don't like it.
Facebook.com/nerdsandbeer. Clinky, clinky.
And we're out.
We're the Nerds and Beer Podcast. Thanks for entering.
Thanks, guys. I think it's really cool how all the sponsors have put their own spin on their contest, and hopefully there's something for everyone who's listening. Our next giveaway is for Michelle Murray, who owns Out of the Box Sampler. She's going to tell us how you can enter to win the May It's Not Easy Being Green Sampler Box. Okay, time for another giveaway. I have with me Michelle Murray, who has many businesses, including Out of the Box Sampler.
Hi there.
Hi, Michelle.
So, hi, Libby. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. We appreciate that you're participating in our first ever giveaway episode.
I'm so excited.
Why don't you tell us more about your companies and how we can contact you, find your products?
I own the Out of the Box Sampler. It is the coolest company because it helps other companies to get recognized, to bring in potential customers, and it's a great way for them to market their company through our sampler boxes. What we do here at Out of the Box Sampler is we put together boxes every single month. They have different themes to them, so that's a lot of fun too because you can find themed items in our boxes. But we put together boxes that have, say, 18 to 20 sample products from different handmade companies, and we ship them out from our website once a month. It's always the first Monday of every single month at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's open to the public. You can purchase a box at that time. And then when it arrives at your door, it's almost like Christmas because you open it up and there's so many little surprises. And sometimes there's full-size products in there too. But it's a way of getting to try 17, 18, sometimes 20 different companies' products all at one time, all in one box. So it's a super way of not having to visit so many companies, spend all that money on shipping out different products just to try them out to see whether you like it or not. You can just shop it Out of the Box Sampler and shows up at your doorstep.
Yeah, they're fun. And they make great gifts too for birthdays or if someone was sick in the hospital or something. That's what my mom says. This would be a good gift for them.
Yes, it's fabulous. Every September, our most popular box is actually called the Think Pink Box, and it's dedicated to breast cancer awareness. And we actually donate a portion of our proceeds that month to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So it sells out. Last year, it sold out in 15 minutes, and we did 120 boxes last year in 15 minutes, just gone, flat out gone. It's so popular. Everything that comes in is like pink and ribbon associated, and it's just so much fun to know that we're also helping out a great cause in the process. So you've got to check out the themes. The themes to our boxes are so important, and they're just so much fun to create and to put together.
Yes, and you're also on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm going to have all your links on our giveaway page.
Candle business, too. It's called Ugly Duckling Design. You can find us online. And I do have a couple review websites, thecandlebuzz.com, thebathbuzz.com. They review a bunch of different products that come in for us. So they're a lot of fun too. But Out of the Box Sampler, of course, is my very favorite one.
So why don't you tell us about the giveaway you're hosting?
The giveaway we're doing is actually a May sampler box. Our May theme is the eco-friendly sampler. So it's got a lot of green type products that are in it. And it goes on sale May 6th, like I said, on our website at www.outoftheboxsampler.com. And we're going to be giving away a regular size box, which will come with 18 to 20 products in it.
And what do the listeners have to do to enter to win?
What you have to do is actually help me figure out the themes for our newest venture, which is called the Sinfully Scrumptious Sampler. It's also going to be a sampler box, but it's dedicated to nothing but edibles. And trust me, everybody loves our edibles that we have in our out-of-the-box samplers, but we're just moving them over to the Sinfully Scrumptious Sampler and dedicating entire sample boxes to nothing but cookies and chocolates and all those good treats that everyone loves. So if you can help me figure out the themes, we're going to be doing the Sinfully Scrumptious samplers every other month starting in October. We're hoping that'll be our first launch box. So I need a theme for October. for December, for February, and for Easter, which would be in April. So if you can help me out with figuring out a good theme, and if you need some theme ideas, you can look at the out-of-the-box sampler. There's a theme page that'll give you some ideas of what we have in there. But we'd love for them to be themed for foods, you know, with food language like delicious and scrumptious and, you know, things like that.
So where do you want them to put their suggestions?
I'd love for you to post your suggestions on our Facebook page. You can just come over and like us. And trust me, you're going to like liking us because we post so many things. We have giveaways going on that page, too, that you can find all of the information out there. So if you just come over to our Facebook page and post your theme ideas there, then we'll enter you to win.
Sounds good. I'm just going to mention this quickly. Again, we are going to have this on the giveaway page, but your Facebook is facebook.com/out-of-the-box-sampler. So it's real easy to find.
Yeah, super easy.
Well, that sounds delicious. And I enjoy the sampler boxes. You have different sizes. Do you want to talk a little bit about the different sizes you used to have?
Yeah, we usually do have different sizes. Every month we have our regular box, of course, which I've already talked about. It has 18 to 20 samples in it, and it goes for $25. And that includes shipping within the United States. And then sometimes we have a mini sampler box, which can have anywhere from 11 to 12 products, usually going for $14.95. And then our most popular every month is our bodaciously bigger box. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? Bodacious is always a good thing. And it will actually contain a sample from every single company that joined us that month. And usually we have anywhere from 60 to 70 companies. So you are going to get a bodaciously bigger box with 60 to 70 products in it. Trust me, it takes a long time. And if you visit our YouTube page, you can actually see some unboxings of our bodaciously bigger box, which is really fun to watch. So they usually go from anywhere from, you know, $65 to $75 for the bodaciously bigger box, which also includes shipping within the United States, too.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. It's fun to watch the videos. It's fun to make the videos. I've made a few for you.
I know. I love it.
So and that's awesome that you have a YouTube channel. Like I said, we have all the links on our giveaway page. That's just for this episode of Two Funny Girls. Thank you very much for participating in our giveaway episode. We're excited.
Absolutely, Libby. Thanks so much for having us. It's so much fun to be a part of your audience, and I hope to see them all over on our Facebook page and our YouTubes and tweeting about Out of the Box Sampler and maybe even being a customer.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Libby.
Thanks, Michelle, for giving away such a great prize. Penny, what are you thinking?
I want to do another giveaway. I have a sun catcher to give away from Adrian, who owns two shops, Dancing Rainbows and Treasures from Nature. Dancing Rainbows, you know my stance on rainbows, totally awesome, just like everything from this shop. So, they're giving away a sun catcher, and it's basically crystal decorations and rainbows and prisms. It's necklaces, and they have necklaces and earrings. Adrian, who creates these, has always been captivated by light refraction. And so, basically, and she loves fluorescent crystals and wanted to put those two things together and create something really awesome. So, what I want to do, another contest. If they want to win the sun catcher, a tweet at Two Funny Girls and hashtag Dancing Rainbows, and tell me why they deserve to win it. I know in 140 characters or less, tell me why you deserve such an awesome prize. This is one that I actually would absolutely love to win.
Thanks, Adrian and Dancing Rainbows, for donating that beautiful sun catcher. Such a great and unique and beautiful item. And thank you, Penny, for judging the contest and for picking our winner. The deadline for this contest is going to be May 18th, so make sure you get your tweets in. And also, everyone, please support the businesses that are sponsoring our giveaway episode. Without them, we would not have been able to give out all these great prizes. Hey, shit.
You got me.
Why are you surprised?
Oh, shit. I wasn't ready for that.
Did you record it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So our giveaway episode wouldn't be complete without a grand prize. So with me to give away the grand prize is...
Hey, shit.
That's Josh Akoris. He hosts Spoke of Josh podcast. He also did our beautiful theme. So thank you for doing the theme. It was awesome. I love it.
You're welcome. That's the first time I've heard that.
I know. I've been negligent, but
kind of
for it now. It's well, I didn't mean to be negligent, but you were. But you and all your wisdom made sure I knew I was being negligent and not thanking you properly. So
right. Thank you. You know what I'm doing right now too?
What are you doing?
I'm guesting on your show proper, okay?
Proper.
Last week when you guested on my show, one, you didn't wait for me to Skype you. Two.
On the phone and not on Skype.
On the phone, not on Skype. Then, you're lucky you answered. But then, when you answered, what did you do?
I don't know. Did I yell at you?
No, you put it on speakerphone.
Oh, I put it on speakerphone. That's right.
Yeah, there's an echo in a portion of it.
Well, how come you didn't pick up on it?
I don't know. It didn't come across on Skype. I knew there was going to be an echo, and I could tell you were on speakerphone. So don't ever do that to anyone ever again, least of all me.
This is what happened. Josh says, I won't be on past 10:30. So at 10:30 or whatever time it was, he never got onto Skype. So I went to bed. Then Josh, he calls me, doesn't tell me he's recording it as a podcast. And so we're talking. And then in the conversation is when he let me know we were recording as a podcast. So that's my version, and that's also actually what happened.
This shit was 10:30 my time.
We're in the same time zone.
I know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm
on
not
the
talking
time.
Time
30,
zones.
11. I don't know. We might be wrong because then it happened again where you told me you weren't going to be on past a certain time, and then of course I wait for you, and then I go to bed, and then you get mad because you're not there, even though it's after the time you said you were going to be there at the latest.
It was the right time if I'm calling, whatever time it is.
So anyway, Josh. Thank you for the theme song. And now tell our listeners about the grand prize for our giveaway episode.
Mm, for the ladies, here's what you get. All right. You get a chat room date in the chat room of my choosing on my time because it's all about me.
Tell what are some of the things they can talk about in the chat room date with you. They can talk about how much they like you.
Right.
How much they like your show.
Right. Anything I want to talk about.
Anything that he wants to talk about.
Right.
You can tell him. You can even make up stuff. You can tell him how nice his eyes are.
Right. Which they are. People tell me that all the time.
So he says.
I swear.
So how do they enter to win this date with you?
You okay. Giving me homework for my own giveaway?
Well, this was your...
For your giveaway, I mean?
For my giveaway, that was your idea. So what if they were to tweet you something?
Okay, whatever.
Which do they tweet? Why you should choose them?
How about this? Yeah, exactly. I'll siphon through the millions of tweets that I receive and pick the one that I like. I might need to buy a new computer for this, huh?
I don't know. I think you might have to let Twitter know. To be prepared.
Should I call him? What's his
Twitter?
Number? Yeah, Twitter.
Yeah, you work on that. Call Twitter.
Okay.
How do we know it's a guy?
Yeah. Oh, obviously.
Right. Like, okay. So, girls, if you want to win a date with Josh Kokoris in the chat room of his choosing, tweet him at Book of Josh. Tweet him, win a date with, what if it's hashtag win a date with Josh? Do you know there was a movie called Win a Date with Ted Hamilton?
Right.
Yeah, so it's hashtag win a date with Josh.
Okay.
And then the reason why he should choose you.
How about win a date? Because Twitter limits your characters, the number of characters. So, or even hashtag Libby Marie.
Well, then putting the emphasis on me and not on you.
Yeah, you're right.
So hashtag, so let's make it very, very simple.
Okay.
Win a date. Hashtag win a date. And the reason why Josh should choose you. To go on the date in the chat room of his choosing. Now, tell everyone how you came up with the idea for the setting of this date. You told me that it was the least intimate setting you could think of.
did I really say that?
Yeah, and I think that was genius. And I think you were kidding about this, but I think this is an amazing idea. Amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
And not just for you. No, not at all for you.
Not at all.
Not just for the winner.
In any way.
Yeah, not just for the chat room of your choosing, not just for Twitter. It's like, it's going to have a ripple effect.
Right.
It's Pay It Forward 2.0, like the next version of that.
Right.
So, Josh, What if the men are feeling left out? What do they win? I mean, you got something for the girls that want to date you. What about for the men who want to be you?
Right. Well, listen up, you losers.
Why they gotta be losers?
Oh, because they definitely are, right?
Way to win them over.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. They might be, like, a little bit okay, but they could be a lot better, right?
And you're gonna be better with your grand prize for the guys.
Right. I'm kind of gonna take my 5 steps program, and I'm gonna tailor something for you guys, just like the 5 steps program that I made for Libby in episode 11 of Book of Josh. I'm gonna tailor a 5 steps program for you.
What kind of topics will you cover in this life coaching session?
How to make money, how to meet women, how to be awesome like me. I don't know. Whatever is the thing that you suck at, tell me.
So, the men that want to be Josh, the women that want to date Josh, something for everybody. So, what do they need to do? At Book of Josh.
Yep.
Hashtag life coaching. And the reason why you need Josh's help.
Exactly. I takes care of my people. And now I takes care of your people, Libby.
And we appreciate that.
I know.
So that's our grand prize for the giveaway episode. Thank you, Josh.
You're welcome. So check it. I got a podcast. It's called Book of Josh. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher. Other podcasts are available on. Except here's the difference. I'm on it. Josh Kokoris. I kick ass. I get drunk. I podcast. You need to listen to me. Bookofjosh.com is the webpage. At Book of Josh is the Twitter. And Book of Josh on Facebook.
And as he mentioned, I was on episode 11, so that's definitely one to listen to.
You're on the episode I'm posting tomorrow, too.
Yes, and I'm on tomorrow's episode.
Yeah.
Which is going to air before this is published, right?
So this is kind of like...
The future.
Back to the future.
Yes. Yeah. Who else but Josh could make that happen. Yeah. Make Back to the Future a reality.
Exactly.
Well, that concludes our first ever Two Funny Girls podcast giveaway episode. Just a reminder, Two Funny Girls is not responsible for content that appears on other sites and podcasts. Two Funny Girls is not responsible for contest rules and prizes. Contest rules and deadlines vary. Please contact the sponsor or personality specifically hosting the contest with any questions you may have. Unless otherwise specified, prizes will be shipped directly by the contest sponsor. So let's have some fun, win some prizes. I want to say a special thanks to my giveaway host, Penny Perez. She added a lot of sparkle to this episode. I would also like to thank Tom Jackson Jr., my fan club president. Thank you, Tom, for hosting the Super Knocked Up giveaway. I want to thank all of our sponsors. Please support them. Without them, this episode would not have been possible. I would also like to give a special shout out and thank you to my good friend, Josh Kokoris, who hosts Book of Josh. He did my awesome theme, and he's just amazing in general. You can quote me on that. So if you would like to post on our Facebook page, you can tweet us at Two Funny Girls. You can email us at twofunnygirlspte@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail message. Our voicemail message number is 417-738-6699, or that's 417-7FUNNY9. If you would like to tweet us, email us pictures. If you want to post on our Facebook page that you won, pictures of you with your prize, or maybe you're winning entries, let's just have a lot of fun. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Please listen to us. You can find us on Stitcher, on iTunes. We are also on the Pod Gods Network. You can listen and download directly to us on archive.org and as well as blogspot.com. All of our links are on our website, twofunnygirlspodcast.webs.com. And just a reminder, there is a special giveaway page just for this episode to help link you with the sponsors of our contest. You can find information about the sponsors. You can find pictures about the prizes. Just some extra details and an easy way to connect with the links. You could tweet, Facebook, whatever, email, whatever links are there. So please get in touch with our sponsors. Get in touch with us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much for participating.
Thank you for listening. Please visit www.podgodsnetwork.com for more fantastic podcasts from around the world. Like the Facebook page and follow the Podgods on Twitter.